The magic and comedy team of Penn and Teller want to teach you how to con your friends with some neat tricks. Critic Ken Tucker has a review of their new home video cassette.
Penn and Teller have built a career out of making snide jokes about magic acts while performing some pretty amazing magic tricks themselves. Penn Jillette, the tall, loud one, and Teller, the short, silent one, have performed on and off Broadway, on television, and now on video cassette. Penn and Teller's Cruel Tricks for Dear Friends is an hour's worth of clever meanness. The basic idea is set forth by Penn at the start of the tape.
This tape is a tool for you to humiliate your friends and take their money. Although you may experience a great deal of pleasure in using this tape, it is not good, clean fun. We are encouraging you to laugh at your friends and not with them. If you want good, clean fun, ask your aunt to take you bowling.
That's the essential attitude here. Sarcasm so aggressive it becomes funny. There's also the assumption that we are as smart as Penn and Teller and live in a world populated by rubes waiting to be exploited. The fact that this assumption is both flattering and insulting at the same time is what makes these guys more interesting than Doug Henning. The tape includes seven tricks, or scams as they prefer to call them. They're pretty clever, and a few of them might actually fool an exceptionally gullible dear friend of yours. Most of them involve using the video cassette itself for the punchline of the scam. For instance, one card trick climaxes when, having asked your friend to pick a card, any card, you turn on your VCR only to see that card shimmer into view on the TV screen. While Penn and Teller make much of the fact that this is an interactive tape, most viewers, I suspect, will use it the same way they would any other comedy video, as a source of amusement in itself, as a sharp-witted parody of all instructional video cassettes.
Take your deck of cards, pull out the five of diamonds, and with a razor blade, very carefully cut out the center diamond. This is one of the few examples in life where neatness actually counts. We call this trick the diamond and the dope, and it's so simple it has no right to be as good as it is. Take your doctored five of diamonds and put it in the deck. Put the deck near the TV and wait for the doorbell to ring. When old microbrain arrives, you tell him...
The main consumer warning I'd offer here is that, as assiduously hip as it is, Cruel Tricks for Dear Friends is essentially a novelty item. Watch it once and you've got all the good jokes. It's not something you'll want to see over and over, unless you plan to practice being singularly obnoxious to your pals. Other new video cassette releases include Matewan, director John Sayles' drama about a 1920 West Virginia coal miner's strike, and Hamburger Hill, the most conventional of all the recent revisionist movies about Vietnam, and the one with the most noticeably conservative politics as well.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer.